scheduled City of Mountain Park City Council meeting for August 23rd, 2021. Before we get started, I'd like to ask everyone to join me in the pledge of allegiance. I kind of threw everybody this time. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, folks. Roll call.
Mayor Jim Still.
Present.
Council members Linda Dixon.
Here.
Lloyd Hendricks.
Here.
Mark Murphy.
Here.
Scott Reed.
Councilmember Reed reached out to me. He is going to be a little bit late this evening.
Okay, and Carol Silver.
Here.
And Brandon Bowen, city attorney.
Here.
And myself, present. Sorry.
No disposition of absences to address, so we will go straight to the finance.
I do not have a financial report. You guys, as of 15 minutes ago, should have received the financials in your box.
We did.
It wasn't enough time for me to do what I needed to do with it, so I don't have a report.
Are we in the red or are we in the black?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. I haven't been up to here.
You got it.
We went in the red or in the black.
Yeah.
I will say that Lourdes has had some medical issues in her home and some sickness, so she didn't have.
There is no general, sorry. We gave it away. There it is. It's such an easy to use phone.
Right there, see that, that's it, yeah, right there. All right, it comes up here.
Yeah, our internet. There you go. You can read that. I can't. Give me a magnifying.
Yeah, it takes me a good 45 minutes to put it in the form that you guys get it in every month.
Okay, so we will forego the financial report for tonight and post it on the website as soon as we get it. Moving on, the next agenda item is the approval of the regular scheduled council meeting for July 26, 2021. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from July 26, 2021.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. All those in favor? Thank you. Next is the agenda meeting for this meeting. Chair will entertain a motion to amend the agenda.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda to add back on the City Council new business for investigation and dissolution of the charter.
All right, we have an amendment to the agenda. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Hendricks. All those in favor? All right, it is unanimous. Thank you. We have an amended agenda. All right, Mayor's report. I only got a couple items that I'm going to cover real quick. First of all, we are now just waiting on the agreement from Beezer, back from Beezer. Everything looks good. They agreed to sign it. We got all the attachments and exhibits and all that included. So we should be getting that back, which means that they will be cleaning out that cove over on Lake Cheerful at the intersection of Spruce Street and Mountain Park Road. 300 cubic yards of silt will be removed from that mouth of that creek that runs into the lake. And they'll be doing some work on the road on this side, on Mountain Park Road, so we'll put out notifications on the CCS to let you know if in fact that road is blocked. And of course, the other part, they'll be the stewards, Wayne and Elaine Stewart, have agreed to let them use the their property on the other side of the lake to be able to reach it from that side. So we'll keep you posted on when that work will commence, and hopefully we'll get some of that mess out of our lake. So
are they going to remove the strayer layer as well?
After they remove the silt, then they will remove the inner blocking curb, And after they remove that, then the city, after everything's settled, the city will remove the hour, which is ours. We put that one. Yes, yes, so we will remove that one after they finish. Let the record show that Councilman Reed is in attendance. All right. With an escort. All right, next thing, October Festival, we are making progress. We've got a couple of meetings this week. The biggest concern has been food vendors, and we've got one vendor, Lydia, who was a participant in our Markets on the Green. She did some good German food. I'm meeting with her tomorrow. And then we have a volunteer from Roswell High School. One of the parents has asked if they could participate as volunteers to help raise money for their kids' different organizations, whether it's the band, the lacrosse team, things like that. So I'm meeting with them tomorrow afternoon, later in the afternoon, to discuss how they might be able to participate and be able to raise money for their kids' organizations. So that's a very positive thing. Volunteers is the biggest challenge we always face when it comes to these types of events. So, and last thing, I'm going to ask Bill to tell us about the candidates for them.
Okay, well, I'm representing the Civic Club. We're going to hold one and maybe two forums for the candidates to present themselves to the voters. The first one will be the last Wednesday in September, that's the 29th, at 7 o'clock. We're anticipating that it will last no more than 2 hours. The first hour will probably be devoted to allowing the candidates to make a brief presentation. Now, if there's 11 candidates and we give each 5 minutes, that takes up 55 minutes. You have to transition between one candidate and the next. So count on the first hour candidate presentations. The second hour, questions from the audience to any candidate that they want to address the question to. We may provide the candidates with a list of items that are of high interest, and they can address those questions within their 5 minutes if they want to, or they can choose anything else they want to do. Say about themselves in their first 5 minute presentation. Any questions?
What was the date again, please?
The 29th of September, 7 o'clock.
7 p.m., September 29th.
Yes.
And do you have a second date? You mentioned two possible dates.
I'll get that one out. We'll have a newsletter coming out beginning of September. And if we don't announce it some other way before then, we'll get it out in the city's newsletter.
Thank you, Mr. Wild, for that update. Okay. Any council reports? City Hall, you're up.
First of all, I want to say I apologize for the state of the building. It was rented over the weekend and somebody didn't leave it like they were supposed to. Chad was out sick today and didn't realize that he came down here at 6:30 to put the room back together and realized it was pretty much trash. So I apologize. We'll get that taken care of. Next on my list of things is there was a meeting on August the 3rd, monthly staff meeting with ARC regarding wrapping up of the final comp plan. August the 12th, we had Garma Property Appraiser come out and kind of look at all of our properties for current appraisals. Oktoberfest meeting was held on August the 18th. And then on August the 19th, from 10:30 to 12:30, there was a two-hour webinar hosted by the Cobb County Marietta Water Authority regarding some new EPA guidelines that are being passed down regarding lead and copper testing. Ardito, fortunately, was also on that because it was extremely technical, and it was geared, I would say, mostly toward wastewater and water treatment plants. However, there is a section that pertains to commercial lines, so it looks like the city's gonna be required to do some major line replacements with regard to some of our lines. It's a good thing we've got the ARPA money coming in, that'll go for some of it. I think Chuck and I talked, and after the webinar, and I think the first thing we've identified is to form a committee of myself and him and Chad, and then he's going to bring his notes and his maps and identify the problem areas that he knows exist, so we can go ahead and get those out of the way. And then from there, it's kind of going to be a trial and error type of thing. But the good news is we have until October the 16th of 2024 to make all of these upgrades necessary. You may be hearing more about that in the future, but it's, again, really technical. We had a resident point out to us recently that we have not been advertising the Cherokee County tax, property tax values in our Fulton County Digest. So going forward, we are going to do that. And so we haven't adopted this year's millage rate. So yet, once again, we will be postponing the hearings and re-advertising the five-year tax history with the Cherokee County numbers included. I reached out today to Cherokee County Tax Assessor's Office. We have those numbers. Hopefully we can get all that put together to meet the 12 o'clock noon deadline this Thursday so that it can appear in the paper September the 1st. And then the first hearing will be September the 8th, because it has to be 1 week after it first makes publication. Those hearings will be again at noon and 6 o'clock. And then the second or third final hearing will be September the 15th at 6:30. And then the special call meeting to adopt it will be at 7 o'clock on the 15th. Also, the ARC comp plan hearing, second public hearing, which will basically be where ARC comes in and presents the process to the community, the findings, the survey, the results. Those will be made available on the website and be sent out to the newsletter people, as well as the zone people, as soon as ARC staff completes their wrap-up and review of the plan update. That meeting will take place here in this room, September the 1st at 6:30 p.m. I encourage everybody to come out who has any questions about the comp plan update. There's been a great deal of work that's gone into it. It'll be your opportunity to, having had reviewed the plan update, to come and ask any questions of anybody that was on the steering committee or ARC staff. And then the final thing I just had to report on was I was asked Wednesday, to investigate whether or not ARC or some other entity might be helpful in assessing the dissolution of the city charter, the process, what it would look like, the time frame, etc., and as well as a sustainability and feasibility study for the long-range financial sustainability for the city. ARC doesn't really get into that. GMA certainly doesn't do it. But I did reach out to Carl Vinson Institute Friday afternoon to Ted Baggett, and I'm waiting to hear back from him, but I haven't heard anything from him yet. I do know that that's something that they definitely do. Just haven't heard back as to a cost that might be associated with that. And that's all I have. Oh, and I'm going to be out of the office for a little bit starting Wednesday.
What's a little bit?
2 weeks.
Two weeks.
For fun.
Pardon?
Yes, fun.
Yeah.
All right, also I'd like to add, I know we have a requirement, the Earth Day Cleanup Day. I know that Councilperson Dixon has agreed to take that on, to organize that. I'd also like to ask her to speak with Jennifer Fuller, who had planned a cleanup day for here, so that you can combine the two, that way it'll be more beneficial. And also speak with Nancy Singer. I don't see Nancy here tonight.
Right. Nancy's doing a program, and Jennifer, I've already got.
Okay, wonderful. It sounds like
a bunch of people are on board.
Outstanding. It sounds like we got that covered.
So hopefully, Mary, And you said you've got a date picked out. We're going to pick out that. We'll call Jennifer and see what Saturday in October we can do.
Okay. All right, and we'll make sure the building is
good. With everybody. Yeah.
All right, very good.
I'm working on it.
All right, that's it for presentations, reports. There's no presentations or appearances, so we'll move on to unfinished business. First item on the agenda of unfinished business is the second reading of the ordinance banning smoking on city public property. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve
second reading of ordinance 335-21.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. Discussion? I think here we can kind of discuss this one to death. Yes, sir.
I was curious, I might have missed this, but have you all have something in the budget for how many signs you're going to have and that? You know, you have to put signs up.
We have a road and street sign budget. We've got plenty in there.
Yeah, we should be flush in that case. We're not going to put them, you know, every 10 feet, but we'll certainly make sure that they're in a position where people will notice. All right, any other questions, discussion? All those in favor, please designate by show of hands. It is unanimous. Thank you. All right, next item is the agreement with Roswell Fire Services from August 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2021, in the amount of $156 per capita or $7,384 monthly based on 568 residents. Chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to approve and direct the mayor, Jim Still, and the city clerk of City Mountain Park to sign the agreement and to the record protest the Public Safety Oversight Committee of the inequitable fees and the services rendered. Furthermore, this motion directs the city clerk and the city council to re-examine and place on the agenda the approval of the agreement monthly until such time the council requires the city clerk to provide written notice of termination, not binding future councils to re-examine dates.
All right. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. Did everyone get that? Are you clear on what his motion is? Okay. Discussion. Questions? All those in favor, please designate by show of hands, and it is unanimous. Thank you, folks. We're going to cover through at least the end of the year until MPDFR can right their ship. So, all right. All right, item number three is the MPPFR EMR training and spending of $4,500 for 7 firefighters. Chair will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we authorize the expenditure of $4,500 with 7 firefighters through EMR training in Woodstock.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Councilperson Dixon. Discussion? Yes, ma'am.
I didn't know when we knew about the Georgia Public Safety Training Center that they have a 95-hour training program for volunteer firefighters to give them their certification.
It's not free, but yeah, we know about it.
We are familiar with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the Oversight Committee is probably aware of that. Any other questions? Comments? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands. And any opposed? We have 4-4, 1 against. Motion passes. Councilman Murphy. Opposition. All right, moving on to new business. First item is the approval of an RDO invoice for the amount of $2,524.43 for repair, line repair at 111 Cypress Street. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion that we approve the invoice for RDO for
$2,524.43. All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
Councilperson Dixon brought her guns tonight. She's getting one of these. All right. Any questions? We have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please designate by a show of hands. And it is unanimous. Thank you. All right. Next item, a second part of this particular item is an additional repair for $3,996.88 at 138 Cardinal Drive. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion we approve the invoice for RDO in the amount of $3,996.88.
All right. Do I have a second?
Second.
Councilperson Dixon. More discussion. Was this a water line, main line? Yeah, that's a big one. All right, any questions? All those in favor? And it's unanimous. Thank you. And last but not least, under new business, Item number two, vote on the dissolution of the charter, or investigate the dissolution of the charter of City of Mountain Park. Chair will entertain a motion.
Make a motion to approve the investigation of the dissolution process for the City of Mountain Park's charter.
All right, I have a motion, I have a second. Second by Councilperson Hendricks. Discussion.
I was waiting for it.
I didn't have a chance to turn my head.
So just to be clear, if we can have Vincent help us out with this, that'd be preference, because I would know it had a neutral party leading it, maybe with some assistance from council and/or interested citizens. My intent is to be able to unveil what the exact process we would go through if we chose to do this. Who votes and when, what the timeline would look like for how long this might take, disposal of assets, and then most importantly, protection of assets, trying to determine on the basis that if we were to move forward with this, we could preserve key Mountain Park assets. And then the final component is to understand what, if any, City of Roswell impacts this may have, or what need they may have to be part of this process after we've identified it.
All right, Chair, the possibility of using the Carl Benson Institute.
Yeah.
I thought I heard you say Benson.
Yeah, okay.
Any questions?
I would only like to add that whatever other city council member put out, it's not someone that's up for reelection that way. We have not.
Okay.
All right. Any other questions from the audience?
I love Mr. Field.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have one that's in your hand, Laura?
I do.
Yes, please go ahead.
Carl, I'm just curious, can you give me an idea of what you mean by assets? Are you talking finances, property?
Money, the green, lake lots, things that we hold dear.
City lots?
Yes.
I know Karen said she had someone come in and appraise our
properties.
Building, city pool?
Not undeveloped, just the developed, the buildings.
Like the buildings and the pool, okay, because I was curious.
Not the undeveloped lots, no.
So you would include that in assess assets, okay. And who gets to pick who's going to be on the committee?
Based on what the councilperson reads, you and me.
He requested that it be a council member that was not up for election at the end of this, in November, so that it would be continuity.
Plus some citizens.
Okay. So I'm being invited to be on?
You're just voluntold.
No pitch.
Everybody heard this.
I make the recommendation, I
like it.
But that kind of, in other words, that was a recommendation, and that does mean you, basically, but that doesn't mean you have to do it, or whatever the case may be, it would be the recommendation. All right, any other questions or comments from council or from the audience?
I guess the only thing that I'd like to say is I agree with doing this investigation, or probably should say more of an analysis of what it would be. I would add that there's a lot of content that you would need to cover, because it wasn't just the assets, it would be how citizens would then necessarily fare under a different government. And so I would ask that if this council is, or committee is formed, that we go into it, and the citizenry go into it with an understanding that this isn't to determine an outcome, but rather is to determine what would need to happen should the City of Mountain Park choose this option in the future. All right, so it's very clear that this isn't an investigation to dissolve.
All right, I think it's fair to say at this point that if this is approved to move forward, then the structure can be discussed and established in the very, very near future. So in other words, we don't have to figure out how we're going to do it yet. Just
right.
First step is, will the council say to move forward? So any other questions, comments? All those in favor, please designate by show of hands. I have 3-4. Any opposed? I have 2 against. The motion passes. Against was Councilperson Dixon. And so motion carries. All right. All right, that concludes the regularly amended agenda. Are there anyone have anything they'd like to bring forward to this council while we're in session? If not, Chair will entertain a motion.
A motion to dismiss.
Second. Councilperson Silver, all those in favor, please designate by show of hands.